Do you find you struggle with being intentional? I am constantly saying I need to be more intentional about fill in the blank, pretty much everything. Being intentional about organization in my home, more intentional about my health, intentional about quality time with my girls, my husband, my friends, and family. Being intentional about something can be looked at as moving from a thought to an action that will lead to an outcome you're seeking. We want peace, health, and happiness in our hearts, in our lives, and relationships, but none of that comes by sitting on the couch doing nothing. We have to make a choice to set things as priority and then not only put it on a New Year's resolution list, but take the necessary action to achieve the result. For example, I had recently been thinking about being more intentional about time with my dad. He is a busy man. He's been in ministry for over 50 years and he lives his life on mission, serving Jesus and loving and serving those around him. He seriously doesn't slow down much, and I don't either, so it can be a challenge to even find time to catch up on the phone. We are great at group texting, so that helps, but there's nothing like a good conversation. Well, he has a car that has to be serviced in Arkansas. He lives in Louisiana. That's a whole other story, but bottom line, we were given an opportunity to have over 4 hours together, having breakfast, drinking coffee, laughing, talking, and even crying a little as we told stories of God's goodness in our lives. It was priceless. It was so good for my soul and my heart, and it confirmed what I was already feeling about being intentional to make time to connect with my dad. Walking away from that day, I committed to myself and my dad that I will be more intentional to make time for life conversations with him. I was reminded of this verse in 3 John 1, 13 and 14. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to do so with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. What we see here is John wanted more than just to write a letter to his spiritual brothers and sisters. He wanted heart-to-heart FaceTime. He even tells them that he has so much more to share, but he wanted to see them and spend time with them, sharing all the things God had put in his heart and to encourage them in their faith. John is showing us that it matters when we get intentional with the relationships God has given us. The people in our lives are there for a reason, and if we blaze through each day without taking time to have those heart-to-heart conversations and connections, before we know it, we've lost the opportunity. Is there someone you need to have real face-to-face time with? Pray about it. Maybe it's a date night with your spouse to actually have an uninterrupted conversation. Or what about your kids that are growing up way too fast? Discipleship in their life begins with you. Maybe there's a mentoring opportunity you can pursue simply by reaching out to someone and having coffee. Having intentional FaceTime matters. God wants to use you to encourage someone today. And I can promise you that when you make time for people, you will be encouraged as well. That's the truth. So make time for more FaceTime this year. And remember, you don't need your phone. I'm Lori Klein.